Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes as King in the name of the Lord. In the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Spirit. I think we need to have an intermission now, but not a sermon, but what can you do? Got to keep on going. That was, of course, a long gospel chanted. It was wonderful. And it sets a tone for the rest of Holy Week. Of course, we've gone over the whole of the Passion of Jesus Christ. And what's more important in the whole world, of course, than what we've just witnessed? Jesus coming and dying for us, sacrificing himself so that the gates of heaven can be opened. As you know, with the sin of Adam, all the bulls, the blood of bulls and calves, could not make up for the sin of Adam and our sins, because it's an infinite offense, because it's against God. Anything against God is infinite because of the personality of God. He is infinite, so our sins are infinite. And they can only be repaid by the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And that's why it's so important, of course, during this Holy Week for us to realize that. Where else would we get our sins forgiven except through the precious blood of Jesus Christ? And this is why we're here today and why we're witnessing this, and it's a most wonderful thing. Jesus Christ willingly giving himself up for our sins because it was the Father's will. We saw that in the beginning where the Lord said, "If it be possible, Father, let this chalice pass, but not my will, but thine be done." Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane knew what his sufferings were going to be. And this is why his sweat became as drops of blood. Must have been horrendous torture for him to see not only his passion, but all the sins of mankind, all being thrust upon him. Only a God could undergo that. None of us. We all know what it's like when we have our sufferings and our trials and our penalties, and sometimes they seem to oppress us that we can hardly stand it, and we're crushed. What would it be to have the sins of the world upon you? So I think these things we need to think about. And of course, this is one of the reasons why we keep on praying the rosary. The sorrowful mysteries, what Jesus endured during his passion. And we see that today we see that with the gospel. So Jesus underwent great suffering so that we can be redeemed. And today we have the beginning of it, Palm Sunday. A most wonderful teaching by Dom Guéringer tells us in the liturgical life that the reason why the people of Jerusalem came out to Jesus and waved their palms is because they were inspired by God. St. Augustine tells us that we cannot have a thought in our heads without God's permission or willing it. So if we have a thought in our heads, God has willed it or permitted it. If it's a good thought, he willed it for our good. If it's a bad thought, he allows it for our temptation. And he allowed the good thought to enter the minds of the people of Jerusalem, go out and praise Jesus of Nazareth, who was coming from Bethany. Go out and praise him, welcome him. Hail, King of the Jews. And they went out and waved their palm branches, welcoming Hosanna to the Son of David. Hail, King of the Jews. Son of David would be a messianic prophecy, the Christ. So it was a wonderful thing that Jesus gets that acclaim before his passion. It was the Father's will that it be done, so that everybody would know that it was God's will to suffer. He could have been the king. He could have been the king if everybody would go, if he wanted to. He could have been the earthly king that the Jews want, the political king that would lead them to power against the Romans. After all, he could raise the dead. He could perform miracles. He could do anything. He could destroy Rome. And that's why King of the Jews would be the King of the Jews in a political sense, to be strong. But that's not what God wants. He was going to conquer. He was going to conquer in another way, in a humble way. And this is another aspect of the Palm Sunday, and the passion, because what happened in the next few days is the devil takes over the minds of different people, and instead of Hosanna to the Son of David, now we hear crucify him, crucify him. How come all that happened in just a couple of days? Well, again, it was the Father's will that Jesus undergo suffering, and he allowed the devil to get into the hearts of some men, right? Especially the Pharisees and Sadducees and the scribes who were opposing Jesus. He allowed them to win and overcome the people, as it were, and inspire them to crucify Jesus, crucify him, and allow Barabbas to go free. Again, we're saying what St. Augustine said, that, again, God allows our words, thoughts to come into our heads, good thoughts till we accept the bad thoughts to see if we're tested. And they went along with that because the devil had incited them. And this is where the devil has his day. And ironically, the devil thought he won when he crucified Jesus Christ. He won. I've won, I've won, I've won. The devil loves death, and he allowed Christ, he wanted Christ to be crucified because he was doing too much good. But the devil only had limited knowledge. He didn't know the full story, of course, because he doesn't have the virtue of humility. He didn't understand the humility of God and Jesus Christ. And Jesus Christ would win by humility. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all things to myself. So Jesus Christ will draw all of us. We see the great suffering of Christ and how much he loves us and his humility on the cross and how his precious blood was for our sins. And we love him more than if he were, of course, an earthly king. And the devil thought he won. By as way of the parentheses, this is, of course, why we have the April Fool's joke. Many of you know about April Fool's. When we were youngsters, we used to play on April Fool's Day a little joke, April Fool, because the joke is on somebody. Well, that was an imitation of the devil, because the devil was fooled. So most people don't realize that the origin of that joke is the fact that the devil was tricked. So now we, in imitation of that, to play a joke on the devil, as it were, we imitate that and have an April Fool's joke. Because the joke was on the devil. He thought he won, but he lost. And he was the first fool, as it were. Fool, he was tricked by Jesus Christ. He thought by inciting the Jewish people to crucify Christ that he won, but he lost. And this is the great beauty of the passion of Jesus Christ and the meaning of suffering and death. And in a Christian sense, this is why, like Christ, we accept the sufferings that Jesus gives us. Because as he suffered and he showed us how important it is to endure suffering for the sake of the kingdom of heaven, so we endure suffering and so forth. And I guess we need to make up for our sins. St. Andrew of Crete tells us about coming to Palm Sunday with not just palm branches, but with our hearts contrite. He said in the Palm Sunday sermon, come and we make our way up to the Mount of Olives. Let us go out to meet Christ, who is returning today from Bethany, and of his own will makes haste towards his most memorable, venerable, and revered passion, wherein he will bring fulfillment, the mystery of salvation in mankind. So he wants us to spread our garments before the sunless, rather than soulless olive branches, which delight the eye, for a few hours and then wither. But let ourselves be clothed in his grace and clothe ourselves completely in him. So this is what we want to do on Palm Sunday, not just with the palm branches, but with our souls. And we have contrite and humbled heart. Another meaning of the story of Palm Sunday, we know that Jesus sat upon a colt that had never been sat upon. Well, the fathers tell us, Dom Guéranger again tells us, quote, the holy fathers have explained to us the mystery of these two animals, the ass and the colt. The ass represents the Jewish people, which had been had been long under the yoke of the law, the colt upon which, as the evangelist says, no man yet had set, is a figure of the Gentile world, which no one had ever yet brought into subjection. The future of these two peoples is to be decided a few days hence. The Jews will be rejected for having refused to acknowledge Jesus as the Messiah. The Gentiles will take their place to be adopted as God's people and becoming docile and faithful. So this particular passage in the gospel, most important because it has a spiritual reference, of course, to the rejection of the Jews. This was the ass, the Jews who would reject Jesus Christ. And Jesus was sitting upon a colt that had never been sat upon. And this represent the Gentiles who had not been evangelized as yet and did not know anything about Christ, were now going to get the message of God. And this is why the Lord told the apostles, go forth to all nations, teaching, preaching the gospel, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. It's all part of the great work of redemption. Our redemption, we're redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ on the cross, and that blood and water which flowed from the side of Christ by the soldier's lance is now poured out upon us and all Christians, all Catholics, with the sacraments. The water representing the sacrament of baptism and the blood representing the sacrament of the Eucharist. And this is the means of salvation. Of course, the Lord had said often enough in the sixth chapter of John, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you shall not have life in you. Right? I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. If anyone believe in me, he will have life everlasting. Right? And my bread is the bread of life everlasting, the eternal bread. And those who eat of this bread shall have life everlasting, and the Lord will raise them up on the last day. So this is why we're so blessed to be in our faith. And this is where it all starts, with the precious blood of Jesus Christ on the cross and how he redeemed us. So we're entering into this week, and this is a wonderful week to renew our faith and to thank God for the wonderful grace of our redemption, our salvation. He reopened the gates of heaven, which had been closed because of Adam's sin. We have been redeemed by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So let us, during this week, thank the Lord for all the things he's done. Let us enter into the mysteries of these week, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday, Easter Vigil and Sunday, the whole redemption and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Christ is risen from the dead. He has conquered death. And as he rose from the dead, so we too, because of his passion and death, will rise from the dead. So this is a wonderful mystery, a wonderful blessing. And we want to do all we can this week and in our life to help save as many souls as we can. And as I always mention at the end of a sermon, I always say of why Our Lady came, because she wants us to be fully redeemed by the precious blood of her Son. She came for the salvation of souls. She said, if men do what I say, many souls will be saved. And of course, she wants us to obey the commandments, to keep the commandments so we don't have her Son suffer anymore, and so we would not Jesus would die in vain because of our sins. So we have wonderful mysteries, and Our Lady is the key. So she, standing at the foot of the cross on Calvary, reminds us to be there with Jesus and to thank him and to suffer with him during these days. And if we suffer with him and we die with him, we will glorify him and be with him in glory in heaven. May the Lord bless you.